Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Dream on Amber by Emma Shiva, narrated by Laura Kerman.
1. Uno Itchy. So the best place to start is nowhere near the beginning. No major disasters happened when I was a baby. True, I could have won an award for being the freakiest-looking mixed-up baby alive, but basically, all I did was the usual icky, pukey baby stuff, and that was about it. Later on, things got about a zillion times more interesting. So interesting, in fact, that it would have been better if I'd stayed icky and pukey and lived an easy life. Actually, no, forget I said that. But at least babies don't come up with ingenious brainwaves that lead to all kinds of trouble. You know how sometimes you get an idea, and then you follow that idea and complicate your life so badly that you wish it had never popped into your head? Yeah, that's what happened. Me and my genius ideas. It's not all bad, though. Something good came of it. Something amazing, actually. Something that changed my life. But before I tell you about my idea, there are some things about me you should know, or you just won't get what I'm talking about. So here goes. My name is Ambra Alexandra Leola Kimuko Miyamoto. I have no idea why my parents gave me all those hideous names, but they must have wanted to ruin my life. And you know what? They did an amazing job. Obviously, I don't use them all, because it would take me about a month just to tell people what I'm called. Officially, my name is Ambra, which sounds fine in an Italian accent, because the M sounds like you're chewing a toffee, and you've got that roly-poly R. But not when English people say it.